Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we are going to be talking all about teen nutrition.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It is, and I think it's something that's, you know, on a lot of parents' minds these days.
Yeah, especially if you're a parent to a teenager, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're going to be looking specifically at some information from a document about Naturillo's whole food multivitamin for teens.
Okay, cool.
And, you know, one of the things that kind of jumped out at me right away from this document was just this whole idea of how common deficiencies are in teenagers.
Right.
And, you know, we're going to be looking specifically at things like iron levels and how that can impact their energy, their focus, even their mood.
Yeah. I mean, it's so interesting because, you know, you think about nutrition, you think, okay, you know, is my teenager growing? Are they, you know, kind of hitting those milestones?
Right.
But it's so much more than that, right?
Yeah.
It really impacts every aspect of their development.
It really does.
Mental health, academic performance, even just their resilience to stress. You know, it's like building a house.
Mm.
You need that strong foundation of good nutrition.
Absolutely. And this document really dives into some of the challenges that teens face today in terms of, you know, just getting the nutrients they need.
Yeah. What are some of those challenges that stood out to you?
Well, one of the things is, you know, they're spending less time outdoors these days, which, you know, means less vitamin D from sunlight.
Less natural vitamin D.
Exactly. And then on top of that, you've got their diets.
Oh, yeah.
Often filled with processed foods that are just lacking those essential nutrients.
And you can't forget about those growth spurts.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're going through so much change.
Right.
Their bodies are working overtime, and they really need that fuel.
Yeah, it's like trying to run a car on fumes.
Exactly. You're not going to get very far.
Not at all.
Okay.
So let's talk about some of those key nutrients then that are really essential for teenagers.
Yeah. Well, this document highlights several.
Okay.
And these are things like calcium, protein, iron, vitamin D, and the B complex vitamins.
Okay.
And these all play crucial roles in a teenager's growth and development.
Right.
So, for example, calcium and vitamin D are essential for building strong bones.
Yeah.
Especially during those rapid growth spurts.
Makes sense.
And without enough of these nutrients, they could be at risk for weaker bones later in life.
I remember struggling with low energy levels as a teenager. Could that have been related to a nutritional deficiency?
It's definitely possible.
Okay.
Iron deficiency is surprisingly common in teenagers.
Really?
And that can lead to fatigue, weakness, and even problems with concentration and learning.
Wow.
Because iron is crucial for carrying oxygen throughout the body.
Yeah.
So when those levels are low, it's like their bodies are running on a low battery.
That makes total sense. So we've got these essential nutrients, and we know that deficiencies can have, you know, a real impact on teenagers' lives. So what is Naturillo's approach to addressing these challenges?
Well, they've developed a whole food multivitamin specifically formulated for teenagers. Instead of just using synthetic vitamins and minerals, they focused on incorporating nutrients from whole food sources.
So they're basically taking real food and putting it into a supplement.
In a sense, yes.
Okay.
Their multivitamin contains a blend of organic fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
Including things like blueberries, kale, carrots, and spinach.
Wow.
All packed with vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants.
That's pretty impressive. I've never heard of a multivitamin that uses such a wide variety of real food ingredients.
It's like getting a condensed dose of all the good stuff in one convenient capsule.
Right.
And they're not just throwing these ingredients together randomly either.
Okay.
They've carefully selected specific forms of vitamins and minerals that are known to be more bioavailable.
Okay. So I've heard that term bioavailability before, but can you break that down for us?
Sure.
Why is it so important, especially for teens?
Imagine you're giving your teen a gift, but it's wrapped in layers and layers of packaging.
Okay.
It's going to take a lot of effort to get to the actual gift, right? Bioavailability is similar.
Okay.
It's about how easily your body can access and utilize the nutrients from the food or supplements you consume.
So the easier it is to absorb, the more benefit your teen gets.
Exactly.
Okay. That's a great analogy. So how does Naturillo ensure their multivitamin is actually getting absorbed properly?
Well, that's where their focus on activated vitamins and chelated minerals comes in.
Okay.
Activation basically means the vitamins are prepped and ready for your body to use.
Got it.
Like opening that gift box and taking out the present.
Okay.
And chelation involves binding minerals to amino acids.
Okay.
Which makes them much easier to absorb.
So they're using science to essentially pre-digest the nutrients.
Exactly.
Making them more readily available for the body to use.
Yes, and the research on bioavailability is pretty compelling.
Oh, really?
For example, studies have shown that the activated form of B12, which Naturillo uses, can be absorbed up to 200% better than the standard form of B12.
Wow.
Found in many other supplements.
That's incredible. So it really highlights the importance of not just looking at the quantity of nutrients in a supplement,
right,
but also the quality and the form in which those nutrients are delivered.
Absolutely. And when it comes to teenagers who are going through such a rapid period of growth and development,
right,
ensuring they're getting the most out of the nutrients they consume is absolutely essential.
Okay, so we've talked about essential nutrients, the challenges teens face in getting those nutrients, and Naturelo's approach to creating a multivitamin that's specifically tailored to their needs. But what about the safety and quality of this supplement?
Yeah, that's something that Naturelo seems to take very seriously.
Okay.
They go through a rigorous third-party testing process to ensure the purity and potency of their product.
Okay.
They adhere to good manufacturing practices.
Okay.
Or GMP, which are essentially strict guidelines for quality control in the supplement industry.
Got it.
And importantly, their formula is also allergen-free.
Okay, good.
Which is a huge plus for teens with sensitivities.
It sounds like they're really going the extra mile to ensure this is a safe and reliable option for teenagers.
They are.
Okay.
And they actually have a quote in their document that I think really captures their commitment to safety.
Mm.
They say safety isn't just a standard, it's our promise to teenage health and nutrition.
That's a powerful statement.
Yeah.
It shows they're not just focused on selling a product.
Right.
They're genuinely invested in supporting teenagers' health and well-being.
Exactly. They're recognizing that teenagers are a vulnerable population.
Yeah.
And they're taking the necessary steps to ensure their product is both effective and safe.
So we've covered a lot of ground here. The essential nutrients teens need, the challenges they face, and how Naturelo is addressing those challenges with a whole food multivitamin that prioritizes bioavailability and safety. But I'm curious, what are your thoughts on the role of multivitamins in a teenager's overall diet? Are they a necessity, a helpful addition, or something else entirely?
That's a great question, and it's one that often sparks a lot of debate. While multivitamins can certainly be helpful in filling nutritional gaps,
right,
it's important to remember that they should never be seen as a replacement for a healthy, balanced diet.
Right. It's about supporting their nutrition, not replacing real food.
Exactly. A multivitamin can be a valuable tool.
Yeah.
Especially for teenagers who might be picky eaters or who have dietary restrictions.
Okay.
But it should always be seen as a complement to a healthy lifestyle.
Okay, that makes sense. So let's say a parent is listening to this and they're thinking, okay, this multivitamin sounds interesting, but how do I know if it's right for my teenager? What advice would you give them?
The first and most important step is to talk to their teenager's pediatrician or a registered dietitian.
Okay.
They can assess their individual needs, review their diet, and determine if a multivitamin is necessary or beneficial.
Yeah, that's such a crucial point. Every teenager is different.
Right.
And their nutritional needs can vary.
Absolutely.
Depending on their age, activity level, dietary habits, and overall health. So getting personalized advice from a healthcare professional is essential.
Absolutely. They can also help address any concerns or questions the parent or teenager might have.
Right.
And provide guidance on choosing a high-quality multivitamin that's safe and appropriate for their individual needs.
And while we're on the topic of individualized needs, I think it's important to remember that not all multivitamins are created equal. What are some key things parents should look for when choosing a multivitamin for their teenager?
That's a great point. There are so many options on the market, it can be overwhelming.
It really can.
I'd recommend looking for a multivitamin that one uses high-quality ingredients, ideally from whole food sources, rather than synthetic vitamins.
Okay, let's unpack that a bit. So first and foremost, we're looking for high-quality ingredients.
Yes.
Ideally from whole food sources rather than synthetic vitamins.
Precisely. Whole food vitamins tend to be more easily absorbed and utilized by the body.
Makes sense.
As we discussed earlier. Plus, they provide a wider spectrum of nutrients.
Okay.
Including beneficial phytochemicals and antioxidants.
Okay.
Which can contribute to overall health.
And what about the forms of vitamins and minerals? What should we be paying attention to there?
As we mentioned earlier, bioavailability is key.
Right.
Look for a multivitamin that uses activated vitamins and chelated minerals.
Okay.
These forms are better absorbed and utilized by the body, ensuring your teenager gets the most benefit.
Okay, so we're checking for high-quality ingredients, activated vitamins, and chelated minerals. What about dosage? Uh-huh. Is there some standard dosage that's appropriate for all teenagers?
Not necessarily. Dosage can vary depending on the specific multivitamin and the teenager's individual needs.
Right.
It's essential to follow the instructions on the product label and to consult with a healthcare professional for personalized guidance.
That's important to remember.
Yeah.
And finally, what about safety and quality assurance? How can parents know they're choosing a product that's safe and reliable?
Look for a brand that undergoes third-party testing
Okay.
to verify the purity and potency of their products.
Got it.
This ensures that what's on the label is actually in the bottle and that the product is free from contaminants.
And what about those good manufacturing practices or GMPs that you mentioned earlier?
Absolutely. GMP certification means the manufacturer follows strict quality control measures
Okay.
to ensure the safety and consistency of their product.
Got it.
It's essentially a stamp of approval that indicates the product has been manufactured to high standards.
Okay, so we're looking for high-quality ingredients, activated vitamins, chelated minerals, appropriate dosage, third-party testing, and GMP certification. That's a lot to keep in mind.
It is.
But it sounds like it's worth the effort to ensure we're choosing a multivitamin that's truly beneficial for our teenagers.
It absolutely is. And remember, while a multivitamin can be a valuable tool, it's just one piece of the puzzle when it comes to supporting your teenager's health and nutrition.
Right. It's about creating a holistic approach.
Exactly.
That includes a balanced diet, regular exercise, enough sleep, and stress management.
Exactly. All of these factors work together to promote overall well-being.
Yeah.
And a multivitamin can simply help fill in any nutritional gaps that might exist.
So it's not just about popping a pill and calling it a day.
Right.
It's about creating a lifestyle that supports healthy habits and nourishes their bodies from the inside out.
Precisely. And that's what we'll be exploring further in part two of our deep dive.
Ooh, stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back to delve deeper into the benefits of teen nutrition, practical tips for encouraging healthy eating habits, and much more.
Welcome back, everyone. We're deep diving into teen nutrition, and, you know, I'm already feeling more informed. But let's face it, the science is great, but we really want to see how this translates to actual benefits for the teenagers in our right. lives.
Absolutely. Knowing what vitamins and minerals they need is one thing, but seeing how those nutrients impact their day-to-day lives is what truly matters.
Exactly. So let's talk about some real-life scenarios. We touched on iron deficiency
okay.
and how it can just drain a teen's energy. What kind of a difference could addressing that make? Well, imagine a teenager who's constantly struggling to get through the day, feeling tired and unmotivated. Addressing an iron deficiency could be like flipping a switch. Suddenly, they have the energy to focus in class, participate in extracurricular activities, and just generally enjoy life more.
It's like giving them back their spark.
Yeah.
I can definitely see how that would be life-changing for a teenager who's been feeling sluggish and burnt out.
It really can be, and it's not just about energy levels.
Mm.
Think about the impact on their mood and emotional well-being.
Oh, absolutely.
When their bodies are properly nourished, they're better equipped to handle stress, regulate their emotions, and just generally feel more balanced and positive.
That's a great point. We often think of nutrition as primarily physical, but the mental and emotional connections are so important, especially during the teenage years.
Yeah.
And speaking of physical benefits, we talked about calcium and vitamin D for strong bones. I'm guessing that's especially crucial during those growth spurts.
Absolutely. Those teenage years are a critical time for bone development. Ensuring adequate calcium and vitamin D intake during this period can help set them up for a lifetime of strong, healthy bones and reduce the risk of issues like osteoporosis later in life. It's like building a solid framework that will support them for years to come.
It's fascinating to think about how the choices we make today, both as parents and as teenagers, can have such a lasting impact on their future health.
Right.
It's like we're setting the stage for their long-term well-being.
That's a powerful way to put it. And it's not just about bones. We can't forget about the immune system.
Right, of course.
Teenagers are constantly exposed to germs and viruses, especially in school environments.
Yeah, for sure.
A strong immune system supported by adequate nutrition can help them fight off those bugs and stay healthy.
So fewer sick days, more time for school and activities, and just generally feeling better overall.
Exactly.
Like giving their bodies the tools they need to thrive, even in the face of, you know, everyday challenges.
Exactly. And all of these benefits tie back to the concept of a holistic approach to teen nutrition that we discussed earlier. It's not just about individual vitamins and minerals. It's about creating a symphony of nutrients that work together to support their overall health and well-being.
That's such a beautiful way to describe it. It's about creating a harmonious balance within their bodies, giving them the resources they need to flourish.
Yeah.
And speaking of balance, I know a lot of parents struggle with getting their teenagers to eat a healthy, balanced diet. What are some practical tips you can offer to help parents navigate this challenge?
You're right. It's definitely a common struggle. But there are things parents can do to make healthy eating more appealing and accessible for their teenagers. One of the most effective strategies is to involve them in the process.
Okay, so instead of dictating what they should eat,
Right.
Try involving them in meal planning, grocery shopping.
Even cupping.
Yeah. If they feel like they have a say in what they're eating, they're more likely to be invested in making healthier choices.
It's about empowering them, right?
Right.
Exactly. And it's a great opportunity to teach them about nutrition, how to read food labels, and how to make healthier choices.
And what about like just making healthy foods readily available
Yes.
and appealing?
Absolutely. Stock the fridge with fresh fruits and vegetables, have healthy snacks on hand, make healthy meals visually appealing and delicious.
So it's not just about telling them to eat their vegetables.
Yeah.
It's about making those vegetables look and taste so good that they actually want to eat them.
Precisely. And don't underestimate the power of leading by example.
Oh, that's huge.
Teenagers are much more likely to adopt healthy eating habits if they see their parents and role models making healthy choices themselves.
It's about walking the walk, not just talking the talk. And I imagine creating a positive and enjoyable atmosphere around mealtimes can also make a big difference.
Absolutely. Family meals can be a great opportunity to connect, share stories, and create positive associations with healthy eating.
Right.
Encourage conversation, avoid using food as a reward or punishment, and focus on making mealtimes a time to enjoy each other's company.
It's about fostering a healthy relationship with food, not turning it into a battleground.
Exactly.
And speaking of battles, I know a lot of parents struggle with picky eaters. What are some tips for dealing with teenagers who just seem resistant to trying new foods or who have a very limited palate?
Picky eating can be a challenge, but it's often a phase that teenagers go through. The key is to be patient, persistent, and creative. Instead of forcing them to eat something they dislike, try offering them small portions of new foods alongside familiar favorites.
So it's about introducing new flavors and textures gradually without overwhelming them.
Exactly. And don't give up if they refuse to try something the first time. It can take multiple exposures for a new food to become familiar and appealing.
Oh, that's a good point.
Another helpful tip is to get them involved in the preparation process. If they've helped to cook or prepare a dish, they're more likely to be curious about trying it.
It's about turning mealtime into an adventure rather than a chore. And I imagine making it fun can also help. Like instead of just serving plain broccoli, maybe try roasting it with a little bit of olive oil and seasoning, or incorporating it into a fun recipe like a stir fry or a pasta dish.
That's a great idea. Making healthy foods more appealing through different cooking methods, flavors, and textures can make a huge difference. And don't be afraid to get creative and experiment with different recipes.
It's about making healthy eating an enjoyable experience, not a punishment. And, you know, while we're focusing on practical tips for parents, I think it's important to acknowledge that teenagers themselves play a huge role in their own nutritional choices.
Yeah.
What are some ways we can empower teenagers to take ownership of their health and make informed decisions about what they eat?
That's a crucial point. We can't just rely on parents to dictate their teenagers' every food choice. We need to give them the knowledge and skills they need to make healthy decisions for themselves. This means educating them about nutrition, teaching them how to read food labels, and helping them understand the impact of different foods on their bodies and their overall well-being.
So it's about turning them into savvy consumers, not just passive recipients of whatever's put in front of them.
Exactly. And it's not just about facts and figures. It's about helping them develop a positive relationship with food and with their bodies.
Absolutely.
This means encouraging them to listen to their hunger cues, to eat when they're hungry and stop when they're full, and to choose foods that make them feel good, both physically and emotionally.
It's about helping them develop a sense of self-awareness and intuition when it comes to their eating habits,
Yes.
rather than just following rules or restrictions.
Precisely. And it's important to remember that every teenager is different. What works for one might not work for another. The key is to find what resonates with them, to meet them where they're at, and to support them on their journey towards healthier eating habits.
That's such an important message. It's about creating a supportive and empowering environment rather than imposing strict rules or judgments. And speaking of empowerment, I think it's worth acknowledging the role of media and social media in shaping teenagers' perceptions of food and body image. How can we help them navigate these influences and develop a healthy sense of self in a world that's constantly bombarding them with unrealistic images and messages?
That's a huge challenge. Teenagers today are exposed to an overwhelming amount of information and imagery, and it can be difficult to decipher what's real, what's healthy, and what's just marketing. It's crucial to help them develop critical thinking skills and to encourage them to question the messages they're seeing online and in the media.
So it's about teaching them to be media literate, to be discerning consumers of information, and to recognize that not everything they see online is a true reflection of reality.
Exactly. And it's important to have open and honest conversations about body image, to challenge unrealistic beauty standards, and to help them develop a sense of self-worth that's not tied to their appearance or their weight.
It's about helping them cultivate a sense of self-love and acceptance, recognizing that true beauty comes in all shapes and sizes.
Precisely. And it's about shifting the focus away from dieting and restriction towards nourishing their bodies with healthy foods that make them feel good.
It's about creating a positive and empowering relationship with food and with their bodies.
Yes.
Rather than falling into the trap of comparison and self-criticism.
Exactly. And I think that's a great segue into something we touched on earlier, the importance of bioavailability. It's not just about what we eat. It's about how well our bodies can actually absorb and utilize those nutrients.
Ah, yes. We talked about how Naturello focuses on activated vitamins and chelated minerals to enhance bioavailability. But are there other things we can do beyond taking supplements to improve our body's ability to absorb nutrients?
Absolutely. There are several lifestyle factors that can influence nutrient absorption. For example, managing stress levels is crucial when we're stressed. Our bodies prioritize survival functions, and digestion and nutrient absorption can take a back seat.
So finding healthy ways to manage stress, like exercise, meditation, or spending time in nature,
yes,
can actually improve our body's ability to absorb nutrients.
Exactly. And getting enough sleep is also crucial.
Yeah.
During sleep, our bodies repair and regenerate, and this includes the processes involved in digestion and nutrient absorption. So making sure teenagers are getting enough sleep can have a significant impact on their nutritional status.
It's fascinating to see how all these different aspects of our lives,
yeah,
from our stress levels to our sleep habits, can play a role in how our bodies process and utilize nutrients. It's like a complex ecosystem where everything is interconnected.
It truly is. And another important factor is gut health. Our gut microbiome, which is essentially the trillions of bacteria that live in our digestive tract, plays a crucial role in breaking down food and extracting nutrients.
So if our gut health is compromised,
yeah,
our ability to absorb nutrients can be affected.
Exactly. And there are several things we can do to support gut health, including eating a diverse diet rich in fiber prebiotics and probiotics, managing stress levels, and avoiding unnecessary use of antibiotics.
So it's not just about what we're putting into our bodies. It's also about creating an environment within our gut that allows those nutrients to be effectively absorbed and utilized.
Precisely. And this brings us back to the importance of a holistic approach to teen nutrition. It's about considering all these different factors, from the foods they eat to their stress levels, sleep habits, and gut health, and creating a symphony of healthy choices that support their overall well-being.
It's like we're conducting an orchestra, ensuring all the instruments are in tune and playing together harmoniously to create a beautiful, vibrant sound.
That's a beautiful analogy. And when we take this holistic approach, we're not just addressing their immediate nutritional needs, we're setting them up for a lifetime of health and vitality.
It's about empowering them to make choices that will serve them well, not just today, but for years to come.
Exactly. And I think that's a perfect place to pause for now. We've covered a lot of ground, from practical tips for parents to the importance of gut health and the role of media in shaping teenagers' perceptions of food and body image.
It's been a fascinating exploration, and I'm feeling so much more equipped to have those conversations with the teenagers in my life. But before we wrap up completely, I want to leave our listeners with a final thought-provoking question to ponder as they continue their own deep dives into teen nutrition. So we've talked about, you know, the science, the practical tips, even the gut microbiome, but I keep coming back to this question of how do we create a culture that truly values and prioritizes healthy eating for teenagers? You know, it feels like this big picture challenge that goes beyond individual choices.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a systemic issue that requires a multifaceted approach.
Yeah.
We can't just focus on telling teenagers what to eat. We need to create an environment that supports and encourages healthy choices.
So where do we even begin? I mean, it feels a bit overwhelming, to be honest.
Well, I think education is a crucial starting point. You know, we need to equip teenagers with the knowledge and skills they need to make informed decisions about their diet.
Okay.
This means going beyond basic nutrition facts and teaching them how to read food labels, how to cook healthy meals, and how to navigate the often confusing world of food marketing.
It's about giving them the tools to become savvy consumers, not just passive recipients of advertising messages.
Exactly. And this education shouldn't just happen in schools.
Right.
Parents play a vital role in shaping their children's eating habits from a young age.
Of course.
Leading by example, making healthy meals at home, involving teenagers in meal planning and grocery shopping, all of these things contribute to creating a culture of healthy eating within the family.
It's about making healthy eating a normal part of their lives, not something that feels forced or restrictive. And speaking of schools, what role can educators play in creating a supportive environment for healthy eating?
Schools have a tremendous opportunity to influence teenagers' dietary habits.
Yeah.
This can involve offering healthier options in cafeterias, integrating nutrition education into the curriculum in engaging ways.
Yeah.
Even creating school gardens where students can learn about growing their own food.
I love that idea. Getting kids involved in the process from planting seeds to harvesting and preparing food can create such a powerful connection to healthy eating.
Absolutely. And it's not just about what happens inside the school walls. Schools can also partner with local communities to create access to affordable, healthy food options and to promote nutrition education programs.
It sounds like it takes a village to raise a generation of healthy eaters.
It does.
But I think it's also important to acknowledge the role of teenagers themselves in this equation. How can we empower them to become advocates for their own health and well-being?
That's a key piece of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
We need to encourage teenagers to find their voice and to speak up about what they need and what they want when it comes to food and nutrition. This might involve advocating for healthier options at school, starting a healthy eating club, or simply talking to their parents about wanting to incorporate more fruits and vegetables into their meals.
It's about giving them a seat at the table, recognizing that they have valuable insights and perspectives to offer.
Exactly. And when we empower teenagers to take ownership of their health, they can become powerful agents of change in their own lives and in their communities.
That's such an inspiring thought. And I think it brings us back to the idea of creating a culture that truly values and prioritizes healthy eating for teenagers. It's not just about individual choices. It's about creating a supportive environment where those choices are encouraged and celebrated.
You said it. It's about fostering a sense of community where healthy eating is seen as something fun, delicious, and empowering, not something restrictive or boring.
And maybe even something cool.
Yeah.
Teenagers are so influenced by trends and what their peers are doing. Imagine if healthy eating became the latest trend, something everyone wanted to be a part of.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
And it's not as far-fetched as it might seem. There are already so many young people who are passionate about health and wellness, who are creating amazing content online, and who are inspiring their peers to make healthier choices.
It's about tapping into that energy and enthusiasm, showing teenagers that healthy eating can be fun, delicious, and a way to express their individuality.
Exactly. And it's about celebrating diversity, recognizing that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to healthy eating. What works for one teenager might not work for another, and that's okay.
It's about finding what feels good for them, what nourishes their bodies and their minds, and what supports their overall well-being.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And it's about creating a culture of acceptance and support, where teenagers feel comfortable experimenting with different foods, trying new things, and finding what works best for them without judgment or shame.
It's about creating a space where healthy eating is seen as a journey of self-discovery, not a destination.
Well said. And I think that's a perfect note to end on. We've covered so much ground today, from the science of teen nutrition to the importance of bioavailability and the power of creating a culture that truly supports healthy eating.
It's been an incredibly insightful deep dive, and I hope our listeners feel inspired to continue exploring this topic, to ask questions, to challenge assumptions, and to be a part of creating a world where all teenagers have the opportunity to thrive.
Thank you for joining us on this journey. We'll be back next time with another deep dive into a fascinating topic. Until then, stay curious, stay informed, and keep diving deep.